BBC News with Chris Berrow. President Donald Trump says the United States military has carried out strikes against military targets on Khaj Island in the Gulf, which is Iran's main export terminal for oil. Writing on social media, he said he decided not to destroy the oil infrastructure on the island. Our diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams reports.
Posting in typically bombastic fashion on his Truth Social platform, Donald Trump said the US military had conducted what he called one of the most powerful bombing raids in the history of the Middle East. He said oil infrastructure had not been wiped out, but that if Iran or anyone else chose to interfere with the safe passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, this could change. There has been much speculation about whether US forces would, at some point, attempt to take over Kharg Island, which, apart from choking off Iran's oil exports, could also provide a useful platform from which to carry out attacks against the mainland.
European leaders have strongly criticised a decision by the United States to loosen sanctions on Russian oil, saying it will fuel Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine. Washington took the step to calm the turmoil in energy markets stemming from its own war against Iran. Russia is already benefiting from higher oil prices caused by Iran's blocking the main sea route from the Gulf in retaliation for US-Israeli attacks. President Zelensky of Ukraine says relaxing US sanctions could grant Moscow an extra $10 billion a month. Reports in the US media say that Washington is sending thousands of Marines to the Middle East. It's an indication that the Pentagon is considering an expanded range of operations in the war against Iran. Simi Jalawa Show reports from Washington.
US media say the Pentagon is deploying a naval task force from Japan to the Gulf, including several warships and up to 5,000 Marines. The ships, including amphibious assault ship USS Tripoli, would join the substantial armada already operating off the coast of Iran. The move comes 2 weeks into the US and Israeli air campaign against Iran, which has been met with drone and missile attacks, including on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
The Lebanese Health Ministry says at least 12 medical personnel have been killed in an Israeli strike on a primary healthcare centre in the south of the country. The ministry says it's the second Israeli attack on the health sector in the past few hours. The leader of Hezbollah, Naim Qassem, said the Iran-backed group is ready for a long confrontation with Israel.
I heard yesterday that Netanyahu is threatening to assassinate me on the assumption that such a threat could frighten me. When one's appointed time comes, no one can prevent it. And when that appointed time has not come, no one can bring it about. Therefore, your threat is meaningless and worthless.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Police in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates have arrested 45 people of various nationalities for sharing images on social media of Iranian drone attacks. Local media say the detainees were accused of spreading misinformation likely to provoke public concern. The authorities earlier warned that publishing unverified information violated regulations. Cuba has started releasing political prisoners under a deal reached with the Vatican. A rights group said it had confirmed the release of two people jailed for taking part in anti-government protests 5 years ago. Earlier, President Miguel Díaz-Canel said Cuban and American officials had held talks about the US energy blockade that's led to crippling shortages of electricity. A court in the United States has blocked moves by the Justice Department to subpoena the chairman of the central bank, the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. The judge said that the government had produced no evidence against Mr. Powell, but that a mountain of evidence suggested it was trying to pressure him into lowering interest rates or resigning. The top federal prosecutor in Washington, Jeanine Pirro, who's been investigating Mr. Powell on suspicion of lying to Congress, said the Trump administration would appeal.
This is the antithesis of American justice. Exonerating anyone without any records, without an investigation, or question is not how our criminal justice system works. No one, folks, is above the law. And this outrageous decision will be appealed by the United States Department of Justice.
The Taliban Ministry of Defense in Afghanistan says it carried out a drone attack on the outskirts of the Pakistani capital Islamabad on Friday, damaging a military facility. Pakistan says the drones were intercepted. The attack comes less than 24 hours after the Taliban accused Pakistan of carrying out strikes on Afghan cities, causing several deaths. BBC News.